Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, good evening, everyone. Welcome to Tuesday evening PGN. This is Deborah with you here. Good to be here in the house of the Lord and to be with everyone that's joining us this evening. God bless you. The Lord did speak something to my heart last night. Okay. Let's see. Going this way. Okay. Okay. So, hold on. Oh, okay. All right. Let me just hold that there. Okay, well, thank you again for joining us. God bless you. It's March 19th. Good to be here. Good to be back. I took the week off. I had, I tried to take as much as I could off last week, just to kind of replenish myself and to give myself that time to just refresh and renew. So that was nice. And it wasn't until the very last minute, because I planned to be here, but it was the very last minute I was like, I better just allow myself to rest in the Lord. So anyway, God was good to John and I. So that was nice. We got to get away for a couple of days, so that was nice. Okay, let's pray. Father, we thank you for this time this evening. We commit it unto you, God. We commit all of our works unto you, God. Have your way, God, in Jesus' name. I thank you, Father God, for your wisdom and your guidance upon my words, Lord, upon my heart, upon my mind, Lord. And I ask, Lord, that you guide, Lord, that you be the ultimate and superior over all that we do here, God. And we thank you, God, for your covenant that you've made with us, Lord, and for the spilling and the atonement of your blood and every exchange you've made on the cross for us. We receive it, God. We want to receive all that you have for us, God, and our family bloodlines, Lord, and all those that we're lifting up before you, Father. We thank you, Lord. We thank you for your excellence of power working in their lives, Lord, in their body, soul, and spirit, and to bring forth a healing, even God. We thank you for your healing, God, healing spirits, healing souls and wounds, and restoring health, God. Jeremiah 30:17 says, and Jeremiah 33, God, we stand, Lord, on your word, praying faithfully and obedience to your word, God. And we thank you, Lord, that you are a man of action. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay, so last night, the Lord put something on my heart from Nehemiah, which is interesting to me because I usually ask the Lord, like, what do you want me to speak or share, or, you know? And so, when I had thought of Nehemiah and how they were rebuilding the wall, and you know, Nehemiah, really the overall arching focus is the rebuilder of the broken down walls of human life, right? So the place of that, and I really do feel like runs parallel, this is how the Lord would have me say it, is that it does run parallel to the church. And maybe even for decades, really, the places that have been broken down, really, that need to be rebuilt, and how we're all to participate in rebuilding that, and not just in the church body at large, and the church body locally. We all have a place in that, and I think between Nehemiah and Ezra, you know, Ezra was a overarching, you know, theme of what he had was a faithful scribe. And some people say that Nehemiah and Ezra originally were just one book, that they went, they coincided with each other in rebuilding the wall. And so, so we see here, and Nehemiah was more outspoken, and Ezra was probably more Ezra was more reserved perhaps, and Nehemiah was more outspoken when they got things done, but they certainly worked together. And they were working on behalf of the Jews and the believers, and the walls that were broken down around Jerusalem, they were there were gaps in the walls, right? And it was kind of a disgrace. It was a disgrace to the inside of the city, if you will, and their protection, right? It was like their boundary, and they were left vulnerable for attacks. And there were gaps in this wall, which left them, again, vulnerable for attacks. The gates had been burnt, and some of the gates, I don't know if it was all of them or some of them. We see many people who restored the gates, that repaired the gates, rebuilt them and put on doors and bolts in the gates, and then others had a place in rebuilding the wall and standing in the gap, right? And it was all people were involved in this, men and women, and even children. They all helped to rebuild it. And I really believe that this is a generational thing that's going to take a generational, like in this generation where you and I are right now. Now, however old you are right now in this generation, to rebuild the wall and rebuild those places. And whatever your role might be, you know, maybe you have a legal role, or maybe you have, there's different parts within the community, the civil laws or whatever that you participate in, that you have your place of influence, or you have your place of goodness, that you've been building, that you've been, whatever it is that you've been doing, right? Because we're all made for eternity. And so when we stand before the Lord, and we do that with great grace and fortitude of faith. And we do our part, whatever that part is, right? Whether that's inside your local church, at large, whatever stream you are in, right? There are places, and we know this for decades, and this is not something, I'm just stating facts, things that have been known, but this is not a place where I'm like coming at anyone or anyone specific or complaining or grumbling. It is more of a call to action and this awareness to rebuild, because we are less vulnerable in many different areas and many aspects, even in society. We have been less vulnerable and need these areas to rebuild. So let's just mark this date, March 19th, 2024. We're talking about Nehemiah and his role. And let's just talk about this, because part of it is, you know, he's listening to the Lord, he's an intercessor, and he's also in many ways like prophetic, like in the sense the Lord's giving him words of wisdom and words of knowledge. And then he also has a place in the community and in society, and he engrafts the two of them, right? He doesn't compartmentalize them. He utilizes them for where he's at, but recognizes that as he sees this place, this broken down places in the gates that have been burned with fire, right? It says that he mourned. He sat down and he wept and he mourned, okay? And so sometimes God will grip our hearts in different way, whether it's a burden. We're not always going to maybe, you know, we could be grieved and we're not always going to weep. But let's just pay attention to the unction, the inner unction of how God grips us with what we really see in the natural, because maybe in that, even though we see it in the supernatural, right, because we're supernatural people and the Lord's always speaking to us in this manner, like words of wisdom, words of knowledge, but when God grips us in the natural, when we see something in the natural and knowing it's for a spiritual benefit, you know, it could very well, the unction to very well be is your hands and your heart, your mouth, your mind are going to participate with what's happening in the natural, right? You're being gripped in the natural, but it's a supernatural through his spirit. But that's like a preparation for you to, and again, whatever that is. So then he fasted So he mourned and then he fasted. And I think he recognized that and he prayed before God of heaven, knowing that God keeps his covenant and that he hears. So here's his prayer is this. He says, "Oh God of heaven, the great and awesome God," this is the NIV, "who keeps his covenant of love with those who love him and obey his commands. Let your ear be attentive and your eyes open to hear the prayer of your servant is praying before you today and night for your servants, the people of Israel. I confess the sins we Israelites, including myself and my father's house, have committed against you. We have acted very wickedly towards you. We have not obeyed the commandments, decrees, and laws you gave your servant Moses. Remember the instructions you gave servant saying," "they are your servants and your great people whom you redeemed by your great strength and mighty hand," right? Because he called them out of Egypt. "Oh Lord, let your ear be attentive to the prayer of this servant and the prayer of your servants who delight in revering your name." I know that's you. And I hope that that's you if you're just joining us. "Give your servant success today by granting him favor in the presence of this man." So then he goes on to write, because he was serving, and he goes on to talk to the king. He was working with him. And then the king said, he noticed his face was sad, and he knew it couldn't be anything else, so he knew he wasn't ill. So then he inquired about it. And in the moment, Nehemiah, remember, he prayed to God right before he answered the king. And I know many of you do that, because it's just like, to me, this is such a prophetic thing. It's like you're always aware of the presence of the Lord within you and the inner space, and you know, like you just have that awareness of, in this moment, Lord, I need you to grace my words, give me the wisdom, and the unction to speak forth what needs to be said, So he prayed to God in heaven before he answered the king. And then he asked the king if he found favor in his sight to let him go to the city of his fathers and to rebuild this wall. And so, as we know, of course, he was permitted to do that. So then, okay, as he goes to rebuild this wall in the city, there he has these powerful opponents. And now I know many of you are familiar with the story, and God bless you for that as I'm jumping through here. So in Nehemiah, being powerful to recognize the call and what God's put on his heart and the unction to follow through to put his feet and the action to his faith and to his prayers and his fasting, right, and knowing the timing of that and asking and then moving forward and finding favor in that. So may that be so for us as well, Father God. We ask, Lord, just as the testimonies come through, God, let the testimony of your word be repeated in our lives, Father God. And I thank you for that, God, Lord. And I thank you for those, Lord, you've given perhaps words of wisdom and words of knowledge, and even in the workplace, Father, and not to authority, God, but to do it correctly, God, and to ask, Lord, and to put it on paper, Lord, that you would show them, give them the wisdom, Lord, to know how to implement the things that need to be implemented for your glory, God, that would be a testimony to you and to your name, God. And we thank you, God, we thank you for this, God, for opening the doors, opening the ways, opening the channels, opening the avenues, God, and the pathways and the direction and the steps, Father God, in Jesus' name, and even the right people, Father God, in the conversations, Lord, we thank you for favor on that, God, for connecting and putting the pieces together, Lord, and being our solution, God, in Jesus' name, for we are, God, we are made for eternity, Lord, and we carry your glory, God, in your presence, and let it be known, just as Matthew 5 says, let your light so shine that your Father in heaven may be glorified. And Father, we desire that you would be glorified, that you would be high and lifted up, God, high and lifted up, Father God. And thank you, Lord. Help our unbelief, Lord, and help our willingness, Lord, to follow in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, so then he goes back. So then he gets these opposition, okay, these opponents, which we know are Sanballat and Tobiah. Boo. There's a thing in a church we did when we read that. Anytime they said their name, we had to boo. But anyways, okay, so they were, it's thought that there's evidence that both of these men had Jewish backgrounds. So it's very interesting because they were also had a political status, and they see that the political status was more status quo for them than their Jewish identity became diluted, you know, because they put their political status up front, right? So they wanted the power of man and the power of praise and everything else that came with it. But the two of them together being opponents, actually, you know, when two people agree, right, because the word says when two people agree, it shall be done. And this is causing havoc in a spiritual sense, where both of these two are in agreement to some realm to cause havoc and to oppose and mock and ridicule is basically what they did and what they were doing. And so don't be surprised if you see that type of persecution, especially, you know, that's pretty much an American persecution, is that there might be like even further heat to intimidate, right? We've heard recent stories about that as well. So he proceeds to go on his way, right? And so he says, come, let us rebuild the wall on Jerusalem, and we will no longer be in disgrace. I was also told about the generous hand of God upon me and what the king has said to them. So they replied, let us start rebuilding. So they began this good work. And again, Sanballat and Tobiah mocked and ridiculed, as it says in NIV, you know, but he answered and he said, I answered them by saying, the God of heaven will give us success. Okay, so let's just say that. The God of heaven will give us success. God, we thank you, Lord. We thank you for your wisdom. God, we thank you for your guidance and his breath. When he breathes his breath on something, it is living and active. And we say yes to it, and we empower it. We're empowering the spirit through it because he chose you to say yes to it. You know, he's equipped you to say yes to it. Even if you feel like your shoes are too big, you know, like the shoes are two or three sizes too big and you need to walk in it. But God's equipped you to do it and to follow through. That's really you. God's saying he chose you and you have agreement with the king, or you have agreement with the pastor. You have agreement with your supervisor, your manager, the mayor, whatever that is. And then you say yes. And you walk in it to rebuild, okay? And, okay, so we're all rebuilders. We're rebuilders of the broken down places, places where there's been a breach in the covenant, right? We want to build that back up. And even, and this is in human lives, and even especially those in the body of Christ, we want to rebuild them and help them. And, yes, so. There we go. So there they were. They were working, and they were working. Even the daughters helped. Again, there were many people who rebuilt the gates. And so now we're going to go to chapter 4. Okay. So again, in chapter 4, Sanballat seems to be more vocal here. And ridiculing the Jews in the presence of the army of Samaria. He said, what are these feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life, whose heaps of rubble burned as they are? And then Tobiah, the Ammonite, who was at his side, said, what they are building, if even a fox climbed on it, it would break down their wall of stones. And then verse 4 says, so chapter 4, 4, hear us, O God, for we are despised. This is interesting prayer. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in the land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from their sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders. So we rebuild the wall. All of it reached half its height, for the people worked with all of their heart. And when Sanballat and Tobiah, the Arabs of Ammonites, and the men of Ashdod heard the repairs of Jerusalem's walls had gone ahead, and that the gaps were being closed, so there were gaps in the wall, they were very angry, and they all plotted together to come to fight against Jerusalem and stir up trouble against it. But we prayed to our God and posted a guard day and night to meet this threat. There we go. Hello, strategy, okay? When you have a threat against you, you pull up a strategy night and day to meet the threat. And you can even ask God, teach us. Teach us to pray and teach us how do I meet this threat that is before me, right? How do I meet the threat that is before me and conquer it? Okay, praise God. Meanwhile, the people of Judah said, the strength of the laborers is giving out, and there's so much rubble that we cannot rebuild the wall. Also, our enemy said, before we know it we will be right there among them and we'll kill them and put an end to their work. Then the Jews who lived near them came and told them 10 times over, wherever you turn, they will attack us. Therefore, so they're getting to the people, right? Therefore, I stationed some of the people behind the lowest points of the wall at the exposed places, posting them by families with their swords, spears, and bows. After I looked things over, I stood up and said to the nobles and the officials of the rest of the people, do not be afraid of them. Remember the Lord who is great and awesome, and fight for your brothers, your sons, your daughters, your wives, and your homes. Well, that's a powerful word right there. That's 4:14. Thank you, Father God. Lord, place the fight back in our hearts, Lord, as the body of Christ, Lord, just as you placed in Nehemiah, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the rebuilding, God, and the repair of the breach, Lord, in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you, Father. Let it be done, God, according to your word, in Jesus' name. So when our enemies heard that they were aware of the plot and that God had frustrated it, we all returned to the wall, each his own work. I love it. So it was like, we're undisturbed and we're going to keep going. We're very aware, speaking the truth, grace. From that day on, only half of the men did the work, while the other half were equipped with spears, shields, bows, and armor. The officers posted themselves behind all the people of Judah who were building the wall. Those who carried materials did their work with one hand and held a weapon in the other. Okay, so they're workers, right? Construction workers. They're working on the wall. They have their spear. They have their weapon in one hand and working on the wall in the next hand. So they never put their weapons down. Never put your weapon down. Do not be off guard for one moment, okay? Do not be off guard, even from those among you, right? They're working amongst themselves, knowing they're at risk from the enemy who's already posed the threat to them, and they're working to complete it, and never put your weapons down, okay? Praise God. Praise God. Because you know the story of the Morvanians, right, who they were did the 24-hour prayer and that people convinced them that it was okay, that they were on their side. And they literally put their weapons down and they overran them. That was the whole story behind that. You'll have to Google that sometime. Okay. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Then I said to the nobles and the officials and the rest of the people, the work is extensive and spread out that we are widely separated from each other along the wall. Wherever you hear the sound of the trumpet, join us there. Our God will fight for us. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord, for fighting for us, God. Thank you, God, for your fight, Lord. May we follow Jesus' name. So we continued the work with half of the men holding spears in the first light of dawn till the stars came out. That's a long day. At that time, I also said to the people, have every man and his helper stay inside Jerusalem at night, so that they can serve as guards by night and workmen by day. Wow, double duty there. Neither I nor my brothers nor men nor the guards with me took off our clothes. Each of us had weapons, even when we went for water. So it was like they were always on guard. They were always ready for the fight, equipped and ready. Wow. Even when they went for water, they had their weapons. So thank you, Father God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Father. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, God, we thank you, Lord. And let me see what time it is. I don't know that I could keep going in five, because there's definitely some stuff in there that I've seen the Lord, that we've seen the Lord do over the last decade, and especially over some things of, well, let me just go down to verse 13, where it talks about God shaking things out of the house and the possessions of every man who does not keep the promises of God. So we've seen this happen, you know, and the Lord, and the word repeatedly, like God is always addressing the leaders, right? He's going after the sheep. He's concerned about the household of faith. And he's going after, he wants everyone to obey, right? And he does deal with sin the way he deals with sin, but he's also very concerned with how the leaders lead the people, because the people belong to Christ. And so, right, even Moses, right, when he got angry at the people, God took offense to that. And he had to do something about that, because of God's judgment and God's just ways, because of his blood and his purposes and his plans for his people. God is over them, and the people are, the leaders are representing, and they're following God as well, but they're leading the people. And really, there's a high calling on that. To lead the people, there's a high calling on that, because God is a just God over his people, each and every one, right? And he makes sure he takes care of that. So he takes care of that. And here again in verse 14 and verse 5, it talks about a shaking in his house, and that the people would be shaken and emptied out. And we've seen God do this. I mean, in these particular words, we've seen God do this in the household of faith, unfortunately. And but that is the hand of God, right? When the people and how they treat the weak and the poor and the, you know, and what belongs to God. What belongs to the Lord. So you have to have a heart after God and a heart after his people, and to shepherd them in some way, right? And not to to shepherd them and to love them and to care for them. And yeah, so, okay, I'm going to stop there for tonight, but I do... I think that even some strategies came for some things that I wasn't even planning necessarily to say up front. But we did. Okay, so thank you, everyone. Let me just start writing down these numbers so that they don't get out of order, or I don't lose them somehow. Okay, so let's hear. All right, sounds good. Okay, let me here. So I hope everyone is having a good week, and well, there's a lot going on. And in the weeks ahead, I might be talking about, because, well, I won't say that right now, but I see something that the enemy's doing. But I'll talk about it later. I'll talk about it another time, just so I don't switch topics here. Okay, because we are builders, and God is fighting for us. And it's his ways, his purposes, and his commands, right? So we follow and hear his voice and say yes to that and implement it. Whatever that action is, do you need to, you know, send a letter to your supervisor? Do you need to write up a proposal? Send it to your supervisor or your manager, your workplace. Yeah, whatever, the mayor, your pastor, city official, whatever it might be. We pray for an opening for that. God, we thank you, Lord, by your grace for opening doors. Again, by your breath, by your creative works of breathing, God, your breath of life, Lord, and even speaking into dry bones, Lord, bringing forth life, Father, and communities, Lord. Jesus' name. The Lord just reminded me, there used to be this restaurant right outside our neighborhood, and it was not really like the best, it wasn't the best visibility, but it did have like really good parking. You could get in and get out and good parking and whatnot. But for some reason, like this restaurant just was not staying in business. Like it did turnover. And then it sat there for a while. And I did not want that area to become like desolate, you know. So when I would pass by it, I would just prophesy life into it, that another restaurant or, you know, that something would come in there and be lasting and sustaining for the community and be a blessing to the community. And I would just speak life into that place as I was passed by in the car and just prophesy and like even put my hand out and prophesy life, you know, and that the restoration, you know, that a restaurant, someone give someone the idea and the equipping to fulfill their role in the community, you know, for it to be sustaining and a blessing in this area, you know, bless this area. And so a restaurant has come in and it has not, I don't think that one has left yet. So, I mean, I don't say yet. I shouldn't say that. But that one has been sustaining thus far. So maybe one of the longer ones. So I say that to say, it just came to my mind and my remembrance that if you're passing away where you work, you know, or maybe you travel and, you know, that particular area in your community, just speak life to it and wholeness, you know, and just make decrees and, you know, prophesy to things that are dead, that, you know, dry places would bring forth life again. In Jesus' name. Yes, let's not allow the enemy to taunt us into closing off the ability of God and the power of God. Let's not deny it by not, you know, activating it, by not utilizing, you know, our established authority and our delegated authority in Jesus' name. It's the power of his name. And he's given it to us and purposed for the purposes of God, right? So if he asks, we're going to ask according to his name, and we're going to ask according to his character and his virtue. He's not going to answer outside of his character or outside of his virtue. But he says, if you remain in me, because you're going to know him and you're going to know his word and the fulfillment of how he walked in it, even himself, and fulfilled it and brought forth that blessing that he will answer. So he answers according to his own character, to his own virtue, right, and to the sustaining power of his own word. So praise God. Okay, so let's open our first caller here. 954-580. Good evening. Thank you for calling. Is this Carolyn? Caroline?
Yes, Caroline. It is. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me unmute you for 1 second. Thank you, everyone, for staying with us tonight. And, my computer was running slow there. It startled me. Father God, we thank you for Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name. We lift her up to you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you. I've seen you like almost like a kite just take off. I don't know if this spirit of the wind just pick you up and just, you know, kind of like take off like a kite, you know, just sweep and pick you up. And, you know, you're definitely tethered to him, you know, but like this wind just pick you up and, you know, sweep you away, if you will, sweep you up and sweep you. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, even just for higher heights. For Caroline, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, Lord, for higher heights for her, God, for her to be able to abide and ride, Lord, with the wind of the Spirit, Father, where you have her, Father God. I thank you for it, God. We thank you, Lord, for equipping her for the wind of the Spirit, God. In Jesus' name, thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for those currents. I even see, you know, how the wind has different currents and, you know, kind of like it does underwater as well, but in the wind, and you don't really see it, but there's like jet streams, right? There's different wind currents and things that happen. And we can't see it with our natural eye, but when you get up higher, I'm seeing like as you get up higher, you're able to discern, detect the currents, even, and I'm not sure what that means, but even to detect and to discern the different wind currents. And I don't know what that is. I'm not exactly sure what that is, you know, because, I'm not sure what that is. I don't know what that is exactly. Maybe you do know, as I say it. Yeah. So we thank you. We thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, for her just being in the right place at the right time. In Jesus' name, God, to sweep her away. Oh, thank you, Lord. Amen.
Amen. Are you looking for that shifting? I'm looking for it. I've been praying for that. Thank you. I look forward to that deeper depth in Christ.
Praise thank God. So thank you, Lord. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you, Father. Wow, I love that. I love when someone says, I mean, I love everything, but, you know, I love how the Lord speaks every time. But I love when people say, too, you know, how they've been praying that, and then the Lord, because it's just so revealing, like his heart is like, you know, because really it's like what you're praying is, it's almost like he's, I mean, definitely is confirming, but it's like when you're praying, you are actually reverberating what he's putting in your heart anyways. And then, you know, when someone brings it forth and you say, oh, I've been praying that, it's like you definitely, because you received it from him, you were before him and in his presence and he, you know, like, you know, imprinted and, place that upon your heart, you know, for you to even, I don't know, it's just so, it's like such a mirror, you know, and so much like joined to him again with like just that mirror image of what he wants. And that's what I hear, you know, when people say, especially tonight, I don't know what's going on tonight. Maybe I needed the time off, who knows. But yeah, so that's very cool.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, awesome. Well, thank you for being here tonight. And do you have any prayer requests?
Yes, I do. Thank you. I'm praying in regards to an application that I just submitted. I'm just praying that if it is God's will, I will be successful in that application. So I'm just praying
okay.
that God's will be done.
Okay. And is the application for work or is the application for something else?
It's an application for work, but it would include me migrating. So if it's just God's will.
Okay, wait. It would include what?
Migration. It's application for work, but would include a migration. So if it's
a migration. Okay. I don't know what that is. But that's okay. That's okay. Okay, we'll pray over it. Thank you. I just wasn't sure if this was for housing or not. That's because I know you had asked before. But
I must testify in regards to that. God provided me a home. Thank you for praying and agreeing in prayers with me.
Oh, wonderful.
Yes,
good.
I did get a home, and it's just so peaceful. It's within my budget, and just has everything that I needed and more. So God really came through. Thank you.
Oh, that's wonderful to hear. I could almost get tears in my eyes just by the grace of God, and just even the tone of your voice as you share that. Well, praise the Lord. Okay, yes, we'll pray over this application. Okay, and the Lord's will in that.
Amen.
Thank you. Okay. God bless you, too. I'm going to close your phone line, pray, and then we're going to move to the next caller. So thank you so much.
Okay, good night. Bye-bye.
Bye. So, Father, we thank you again for Caroline. Father God, we lift up this application, Lord, for this work and migration that she has before you, Father. Lord, and we know, Father God, Lord, her interest to even fill out the application, Father God, Lord, and you know, God, for you are all-powerful and ever-present and all-knowing. God, she's asking for your will to be done in this, Father, so we thank you. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done thus far unto her, God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for what you're building in her and through her, Father God. And we just ask, Lord, that the let your kingdom come and your will be done in Caroline's life, God, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Okay, praise God. All right, so 402-214. Good evening.
Hey,
is this, Sharon? Hey.
Yes, honey. Hi. How are you?
Hi. Good. How are you?
Good.
Good.
I'm alive. Yeah. I'm better now because you just took my call. So there you go.
Oh. Okay. Very good. Yes, for sure. Okay. Let me mute you for a second. And then, of course, we're here to take calls. So we're glad that you're with us. Because it doesn't work without you. So praise the Lord. So Father God, we thank you for Sharon, Lord, and we just lift her up to you, Lord, and before your throne of grace, Lord. We thank you for your goodness. God, we thank you for showers and saturating her with your goodness, Lord, and even flooding her like I see waters and saturation and rising, Lord, and just surrounding her with your goodness, God. In Jesus' name. In the name of the Lord. And Sharon, I would encourage you to, like, just this word goodness, you know, that the Lord uses. When you read scripture and you see the word goodness related to God, you know, I feel like the Lord's even going to grow you in understanding the goodness of God and what all that encompasses and all the aspects to that are the elements inside of his goodness. Wow. Thank you, Lord. I was just seeing that thing that, I don't know if it was a meme or what, but it was like one drop of Jesus' blood, all that, and it carried all that it contained, you know, and that the blood speaks, you know, and his goodness is going to speak to you, you know, his goodness will speak. It's contained, you know, within that, all encompassing, like encapsulated, like in one drop of blood, encapsulated within one drop of blood is every exchange he made on the cross. And there's, and the goodness of God is like that. It's going to be encapsulated within you. And you're going to have this complete understanding of knowing what that is, right? So just like if someone said, it's kind of like, it's like going to be, someone will say like the goodness of God, but that God is just going to unlock your heart and saturate you to understand his goodness. In the sense where, like, somebody could say, like, you know how they do, and I don't know why I'm thinking this, but I am, but, like, the Dow Jones has, like, the New York, okay, the, you live in New York, the New York Stock Exchange, and it has the letters, right? It has, like, three or four letters, and it represents something, but then there's this whole understanding and research that you can do. If it's, you know, a volatile company or not a volatile company, what it means, blah, 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 all this research, but there's just those letters. And I feel like people are going to be, you're going to grow in what the goodness of God is. And when people start talking about it, like you're going to have this complete understanding. And maybe it is something with the exchange, like the stock exchange and the exchange of what happened on the cross. I don't know if that's it, like the worthiness of it and you know, and how it's not volatile ever. It's steady and, you know, maximum blessings, you know. Yeah, I'm not sure exactly all that that is, but I know as well, let me look up this verse, because I'm thinking this one verse, let's make sure I'm not going to lose everybody here. Let me see if it's on my computer, I have the New King James Version. So, well, I think some. Okay, I was thinking. Acts 10:38. It says how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and power, and he went about doing good and healing all those who are oppressed. Okay, healing. He did healing and all those that were oppressed of the enemy. Oh, thank you, Lord. Wow. Okay, so hold on a second, because, and I know I prayed this one too, but Psalm 103. Okay. There's something with, hold on, God's like cross-referencing something else I asked him as I'm looking this up. All right, so yeah, there's something with the goodness. So let me just write back down. Goodness of God, the goodness. Thank you, Lord. So let me open up your phone line here. So praise God, that is...
I was trying to understand what you were saying about that last thing, and you were trying to look it up in the Bible and about his goodness and steady or the stock market. I didn't understand.
Oh, okay, the stock market. Okay, when people will know, like the stock market has, it's ongoing, right, and it's quick, and people are making this exchange and these transactions, right? And people will say, like, this company, like the company will have just certain letters, like four letters. Well, most of us don't know what that is. Like, generally, you have to take that code, if you will, and do a lot of research. So this is just an illustration. Do a lot of research on what that company is. But I feel like God's going to show you and unlock in a broader sense what the goodness of God is and how it's, you know, saturating you in your life. That even when you hear anything abbreviated to the goodness of God, you're going to have such a full understanding. Like it's just going to, I don't know, somehow, like, I don't know if, so at the very end, I don't know if the stock exchange has something to do with the exchanges that he's made on the cross for you, like that's going to be, that's going to be your ticket, I guess, if you want to say, or your, like, because sometimes, you know, when you know the Lord personally in a certain way and someone starts talking about something, like sometimes when someone starts talking about their father, I always relate it to God, right? Because that's how he unlocked my heart when I became saved, right? Saying, you know, that father you've always wanted. So I have a really good, I have a pretty good understanding of the Father, okay? And especially when I pray to him and call upon him and those things. And I can always relate it when someone's talking about something. It's very close to my heart. I have a deeper understanding than even what they possibly are trying to represent. I take it to a deeper place. So I just feel like that's what you're going to do. It's like you're going to begin to, the Lord's going to just expand your understanding in a way where he's saturating you with his goodness. And then when you hear things that are represented to that, you're going to have this deeper understanding and this deeper, you know, appreciation, I guess.
Well, that would be wonderful to have that understanding. And
So I was just encouraging you when you like read scripture or you hear when it talks about and whether you're reading the goodness of God, or even if you just do a study on that as well, like with Blue Letter Bible or however, you know, Got Questions or whatever it is resource you use. Yeah. And and just begin to go there. Yeah.
Well, that's really sweet. Too bad I don't have any stocks anymore. And you're talking about the stocks, so, you know, I can't be blessed that way, that's for sure. But I appreciate
well, you can
it.
Take stock in Jesus.
Well, yeah, you know, that's the truth. You know,
that
he doesn't even have to blink an eye, you know, and everything. I don't want to disappoint him anymore. I don't want to disappoint anybody anymore. And I've been having a hard time. So I'm going to really think about that, the goodness. And wherever I see it referenced, you know, take special.
Yeah.
But I want to tell you, when you were talking about it, I was getting like an anointing, you know, like the tinglies on my head.
Yeah.
So that was confirmation of what you were saying.
Hmm.
I don't know if you wanted to hear that or not, but I'm just telling you. I felt it.
Yeah, that's good. No, I'm glad that the Lord was revealing something, you know, to you in that manner. So praise God.
Well, I need some prayers with specifically kind of being able to tell, to discern truth, you know, who's who. And it's really kind of tearing me up. So if you could say a special prayer for that, I'd appreciate it. I'm trying to, you know, it's kind of like the weeds among the wheat.
Mm-hmm.
I'm trying to discern who's the weeds and who's the wheat, and it's really hurting me. People are lying a lot.
yeah
and you know, I have to make choices and I can't do it on my own without knowing.
Yeah,
you know, like being blindfolded and being told to find the true one.
Right. I think when that happens to me, because I'm aware. What I'm trying to discern is, am I discerning something in the spirit, or is this my soul, like being triggered with something? And like, so when I think it could be something like in my own soul that's being triggered, and I'm not sure that I can trust that, like, is this a pattern in me that I will repeatedly have the same conversation about, you know, like if it's something in me, then I know that I need to call somebody else in, because I can't trust that I'm not seeing it correctly. If my own soul's getting involved, it's kind of like making it murky and I might not see it. You know what I'm saying? And I might just say, oh, well, because I can't discern any of it, I'm just going to completely walk away so that I don't have to deal with it. And then I have peace, you know? But that's not always the best case, you know, scenario. So I definitely do need to talk through it with somebody who can help me discern it a little bit, and or even if I just need to hear myself talk about it with the other person, whether we're finding a solution or not, you know, it's like you will see stuff, you know, as you're being open and vulnerable. Right, because even when he says confess your sins one to another, so even if it's our own weakness, not necessarily it's a sin necessarily, unless we're not trusting the Lord in that. Do you know what I mean? But in the same sense, as we're talking about it, you don't have to say, well, I'm going to repent, I'm not trusting. Okay, you don't have to say those words. You're actually saying it as you're talking, and then you're getting a healing, and God, I mean, with me, sometimes he will give the revelation, like he'll open me up in a broader place that I hadn't seen before with much more light, whether on myself or on the situation or on the person, you know?
Yeah, I understand.
Okay, good. Good. Yes, because I was like, oh, no, I think I just stepped in something that I'm going to.
No, it's different. I know what you're saying, and I do that
too. Okay, perfect.
You know, I always.
Yeah,
but
okay, perfect.
This situation is a little different. It's kind of like got everybody lined up, dressed the same, and they look the same, and you're trying to figure out which one's the real one. That's what I'm going through.
Okay, yeah. Let's pray. I'm going to go ahead and mute your thing, your phone
thank
line,
you.
And then I'm going to pray. Yes, thank you. It was good to talk to you. God bless you.
You too, Annie.
Thank you. Okay. So, Father God, we lift up Sharon to you, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. And Lord, she's asking, Lord, for great wisdom and discernment, Lord, and your truth, Father God, to come forth, Lord. And sometimes I just pray this, Sharon, is that I just ask the Lord to bring all things into the light. Whatever needs to come into the light, that there would be no variations or shadows of darkness, but he's a marvelous light. To bring everything into the light, so and facts, you know, that you can see accurately, see clearly. So whatever, you know, whatever needs to come into the light, that the Father would bring it into the light and expose that, so that she can see clearly and accurately, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for even perfecting our prayers, Father God, and having your way, Lord. You know her heart, and you know sure well what she's going to ask, even before a word is formed on her tongue, Lord. So we thank you, God. We thank you for your fellowship and nearness with her, God, in Jesus' name, God. And grow that place of your goodness in her life, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay. So, 803-991. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Deborah, it's Angela.
South Carolina.
Okay. Good evening. Thank you so much for joining us. Let me mute you for a second. Thank you. I said, Father God, we thank you for Angela, Lord, in Jesus' name. We just lift her up to you, God, and your throne of grace, Lord, and just at your altar, God, we thank you, God. We thank you, Lord. I don't know what this word means. Hold on. Let me look it up. Okay, not that. Maybe it's... So I was hearing, okay, I'm hearing the word ultra, like a ultra, A-L-T-R-A. So that word, let me make sure I have it right. It looks like it's to fix. Oh, yeah, that's the same thing. Okay. It looks like, ultra and ultra. Those are two separate words. Huh. Okay, so let me just give you both. Because I'm not sure. No, I didn't realize that one ends in an A and the other one ends in a U. Ultra, ultra. Yeah, okay. So ultra, A-L-T-R-A, means to fix or mend something that is broken. And then ultra, A-L-T-R-U, is another person or someone else. Okay, that's... All right. Let me go back here. So thank you, Lord. God, we thank you, Lord, for your work that you're doing, God, and just even any mending, any brokenness. I mean, even us praying over Nehemiah and the places in the wall that are broken down, but also in human life, Lord. Whether it's her or somebody else, you know, God, we thank you, Lord, for being a restorer of the breach, Lord, in Jesus' name, Lord, and using Angela, Father God, Lord, as your representative, God, with her feet, Lord, where you lead her, God, and her mouth, Lord, even her mind, Lord, I'm seeing something with your head over that, so I don't know if your head over something that already is happening in that, like a head being a natural, like a natural place of authority already given. I don't know, but so Father, we thank you for that, Lord, in Jesus' name. But yeah, I'm seeing the Lord really use your mind, like, and I don't know if that's words of wisdom and words of knowledge, but really using your mind to be able to, and then your words, you know. Yeah, and your mind is taking it in and it's processing it, and then you're speaking. It's like you're almost speaking out of everything that you process. So you're not speaking too fast. You know, the word says to be quick to hear and slow to speak. And it's not too slow. It's just that you're not doing, you're processing it, because it's definitely from the Lord. And you know, I don't know if it's the wisdom and then how, and to communicate, but there's something literally on your words as well. So we thank you for that, God. Thank you, Lord. Jesus' name. Okay, that's what I'm getting. So let me go back to your phone line. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. That was quite a word. That was, you know, there. I met two. Well, I don't say I met, but because one is my cousin actually. But they're the same caliber when it comes to not believing in God. So I recently just found this out, and it was kind of surprising actually. And you know, God's been having me pray for him, of course, and because it's almost, I think it's like I want to say Islam, a Muslim belief or something. That they, mm-hmm. they don't believe in the Bible. And so, yeah, that just happened on Sunday, actually. So, and I had a dream last night about me taking off my hat or cap. And I went and looked it up because I was trying to analyze my dreams. And it said something about authority. It was saying in the dream what the hat, the cap meant, that I was like a wool cap. And so I was removing it. And it said something about authority and just kind of like what you just, the word you just gave me about I guess I'm more like interceding for them because I know they're lost. They're truly lost. And so God just had me pray. And like you said, I've been listening to what they're saying as far as their beliefs and what made them think that the path they're on is the right path and what's making them doubt that God exists and that he is real. And so I'm just listening to both persons that I've talked to, that one I met and one is my family member, but it's the same mentality. It's the same, you know, really negative belief about they are God, you know, in their own mind. And I just cannot comprehend that at all, but that's their belief. So, you know, I just really pray for them and ask God to open their eyes to the truth because they have really gotten out there. I'm like, wow, God, I keep meeting these same type of people for some reason. But, yeah. So.
Yeah, and I think that way, I was reading something today about how we all go through, you know, asking those important questions, where we came from, our destiny might be one thing, you know, asking them about, you know, their destiny. But we all have that, like, who are we, where did we come from, where are we going kind of a, like our destiny kind of a thing. And then like our truth, our value, because that's going to be our actions are going to come out of our values. And then like humanity, like how we treat others and how we, so all of that does. I'm just interesting that you used the word belief, you know, because it was even saying like we don't, change our beliefs quickly. But it's interesting how Christ, when Christ saves us, what he does, you know, like look what he did with Paul, you know. And so anyways, it's just interesting how I said, but those are just might be some things like in conversations and even the Lord maybe having you look up in the Word, you know, how it talks about, which is mostly Genesis, you know,
mm-hmm.
how he created and he created everything, you know, and who he is, like, because the Bible is, as they say, God's special revelation, which we have the Bible because it's God revealing himself for who he is, the truth of who he is in his word. That's why we have the Bible. So I don't even know if they read the Bible, you know, or if they've read any of it.
Right. Well, my cousin, he flat out told me he don't believe in the Bible. Then the other person used the Bible, but they don't believe everything the Bible says. So it's like,
okay, yeah.
Okay. I can't even have a real conversation with you because you don't even believe in the Word, you know. And
yeah,
you don't believe, you know. Well, you know, he's trying to blame God for him being here. And, you know, I told him I had that mentality too. I mean, I understand. You know, you think, God, why did you bring me here? Why am I here? Like you just said. And I was like, you know, but if you read Jeremiah, he tells you before he formed you in your mother's womb, he knew you. But there was a place we all were before we came here, you know. So,
mm-hmm.
but yeah, so it's pretty, it's to see people's beliefs and how they really, you know, is really most of it set against the true God, you know. But yeah, so I just pray for them and I still, you know, he's there with my family. I'm writing him off or anything, but I was just surprised. I just had no clue all these years that, you know, he felt that way.
Yeah. So, yeah, and that's, you know what, and your dream, it's interesting that I was saying I'm seeing something on your head and your mouth and that you had a dream with this hat and this authority. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, and you're relating it to these people because it wouldn't be, you know, when your heart is sincere, for the Lord and for their souls, you know, and sometimes he will say something that is like a prophetic word to them, even unbeknownst to you, or you'll know something and God will reveal it out of the purity of them belonging to God, you know, and you mm-hmm. just being his vessel and his servant, that can really open and unlock their eyes too, you know. Because look at what, I mean, when the light came to Paul, God's marvelous light, he really didn't know at first what happened. I mean, kind of, I mean, like God spoke and stuff, but he still was like, you know, like he had a prophet. He had someone come into the understanding and the truth and the knowledge of what mm-hmm. happened. Right. So I wouldn't, that could be possible too, you know?
Right. Yeah.
That you're going to speak, because even my word, okay, right, so you had a dream about your head, and then I was your mm-hmm. mouth, you know, like your words, there's something going to happen with your words, you know, mm-hmm. so I don't know exactly what that is, but the Lord just using that, you know, all of that.
Right. Amen.
So that's cool. Yeah, amen.
Thank you. Mm-hmm.
Yes. All right, praise mm-hmm. God. Thank you so much. And Gia, do you have a prayer request, or?
So if you could pray for my cousin Ted. His name is Ted.
Okay.
No, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thanks for joining us. Bye.
Mm-hmm. All right.
So, Father, we lift up Ted, Father, in Jesus' name. God, we thank you, Lord, for just, Lord, well, the places that are murky for who Jesus is, Lord, and like I'm seeing, like, you know how you see a pond and you can't really see the bottom? There's something just very murky, like polluted. I don't know if it's the things of this world that have polluted, Father God, but we ask, Lord, I think it's 1 John, I want to say 1 John 5, 17, 18, I don't know if that's right, Lord, but that you would remove the desires and the things of this world from him, Father God, that he and you would call him unto yourself, God, that he would belong to you, God, and be abiding even in your ways, Lord, with your true desires and your true ways, Father God, that you would redeem that, redeem his soul, God, for your glory, God, in Jesus' name, amen, and his mind, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, praise God. Okay. Our next caller is 828-442. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. I think this is
Jennifer.
Jennifer.
Yeah. Hi, Deborah.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Okay, great. Thank you so much for being here. Let me mute you for a brief moment and then pray for you. We have six more callers after Jennifer. So, Father God, we thank you, Lord, for Jennifer. In Jesus' name, we just lift her up to you, Lord, in your throne of grace, Lord. We thank you, God, for your sustaining mercies, Lord, over her, God, and even under her, God, like the stability of your steps and the stability of your feet and even your ankles, like a strengthening in your ankles and for the stability, just for the standing and the stability of the things of Christ. I don't know if there's something going on with your ankles, but I've seen that, like maybe your ankles, I don't know if there's something in scriptures, like maybe your ankles have been exposed, but I see to the elements of the things of this world, I don't know, but I see the Lord strengthening your ankles, Father. We thank you in Jesus' name, just to for your stance and the security of that, right? Like it's the to secure your steps and your stance and your walk in him, in Jesus' name. Like it enhances and it will enhance your steps and keeping it sound and secure. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name, Father. And I don't know if that has anything to do with how you're going to be traveling, you know, that's needed. But I also, you know, because what I'm thinking about, I keep thinking of it, is that like ice skaters have, you know, that their boots, their shoe, if you will, goes up to their ankle, right? So they have to have that support because of how they're equipped to travel, if you will, how they're going to be equipped to perform and to travel and to accomplish with excellence the task before them. They need that support on their ankle. And so I'm seeing or hearing the Lord strengthening your ankles And it might, that's what, so I'm using that illustration as the pathway for maybe where he's having you, like with the excellence of your performance before him as you step to be strengthened. So praise God. Let me find your phone. Okay, here we go. There we go.
Amen. That confirmation.
Yeah.
I feel like I've gotten a recent word about standing on my own 2 feet recently. So,
oh.
I mean, yeah, that makes sense. Makes sense.
Okay.
Which I need.
Yeah, and
yeah.
Okay, yeah, and so maybe that's even where I was saying, like, your ankles seemed exposed before, but because doing that, standing on your own 2 feet, makes you feel exposed, but the Lord wants you to know he's strengthening the areas
yeah.
that feel exposed, you know? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that makes perfect sense to me.
Yeah, that's beautiful. That's so cool. God is so good. He's so good.
Yes. Yes, he is. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yes, thank you, Father. Oh, so very cool.
Thank
so
you,
do you have any, yeah, do you have any prayer requests?
Yeah, I've been, like, I keep hearing from the Lord, like, new era. Like, it's a new era.
Oh.
Very specific era. And just have a lot of, you know, which I feel like is, like, transition, you know, changes, new beginnings. And I guess, you know, there's some excitement there, but also some anxiety. Like I there's some questions that I'm been pretty adamant in asking him, and he hasn't answered, or at least not the way that I'm wanting him to answer. So I guess just that he would just make things very clear to me, like, you know, what to leave behind, how to move forward, things like that. I feel like I'm giving my life this overhaul right now. And
mm-hmm.
I don't want anything hindering me, because I really feel like, and there's been a lot of hindrances, the enemy, you know, attacks and things like that. And I feel like I've been in the desert longer than I should have been. I really, you know, that's because of myself and choices and things like that. But, I'm just ready to move forward.
Okay.
It's a new era.
All right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. Well, we will come into agreement with the word of the Lord over you and pray for you. So thank you so much. For sharing that, because we look forward to hearing more too. So we'll pray in agreement for you. Thank you so much for joining us and sharing. God bless
you.
Thank you. For sure. Thank you. Okay. So my little, a period of time beginning. So an important or outstanding period of history, important and outstanding. Yeah, so I read the word outstanding. Like you're not standing, whatever it calls you to do and to take those steps, you're not standing out on your own again. You know, these words are correlating with you taking a step, you know, and him strengthening those areas that might feel exposed, strengthening those, you know, places. You know, and supporting you for the excellence of your steps. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you for her, Jennifer moving forward, God. In Jesus' name, Lord, that she would put the things behind her that are behind her, God, and even using the right vocabulary, God, even as the Egyptians, you know, they didn't, and not that you were in bondage, but even the Egyptians, you know, didn't, they would say they wanted to go back because they, you know, we actually really do have something in our minds. It's like psychologically proven that when we do a new thing, because we've never seen it or known it or experienced before, our minds like to grasp things that we know. And so to step out and to create new, not just pathways, you know, neurologically, but like to complete, you know, or to put your job in a new application and a new, you know, in a new area that you haven't worked before, or you're like, maybe you're working at Publix. I know someone who says, no, it was working at Publix, and they do like all their employees to work at the store first before they go to corporate. But then thinking, oh, am I made for corporate? Maybe like this is my groove. I like the people. I like things, you know, and you start to talk yourself into what's familiar. As opposed to like, hey, like my goal, like purpose, you know, is to work in corporate and to fill out an application, you know, so just that, like you have to enlarge your mind and enlarge the territory, even of your thinking, and trust the Lord maybe in different ways that you haven't before. So we thank you, God, for opening that up to her, Father God, and Lord, we thank you for the words that are coming forth and speaking to her, Lord, Lord, that she's to move in that, that she's to step in that, God, and that you will strengthen her and that she can stand, God. She can stand on your word, Lord, and she can stand on your word, both Logos word and the Rhema word. God, we thank you, Lord, for forming and shaping it. Just like Nehemiah, God, Nehemiah heard your word. He heard it, God. He's seen it and he heard it. And then he took action. He stood in it, Father God, and completed it until it was done, Father God. And let that be so for Jennifer as well, God, and for all of us, God, for all of us, Lord. And repair that broken down place within her, God. And like quickly, God, mend it and shape it and form it and do expediently and expectantly more than we could ask, think, or imagine, God, for all of us, God, when we step into it, God. We thank you, God, for meeting us there, increase, increase. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Okay, that was fun. Okay, 502-548. Good evening. Who am I speaking to?
Hey, Deborah. It's Greg from Kentucky.
Hey, Greg, I should have known. Thank you so much for calling. Good to hear from you. God bless you. Okay. All righty. Let me mute your phone line. I'll come right back. So, Father God, we thank you for Greg, God. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Father God, Lord. You know, I was just seeing, I don't know why, when I was going to say from Kentucky, and then I was just seeing like the Derby thing, and then like hearing like all bets are on Greg. You know, I don't know if the Lord is like all in with you. You know what I'm saying? Like all bets on Greg, like he knows that you'll come through for him. And I don't know if there's a sense in you, like I don't know if there's like you're all in with God. Or if there's certain areas, you know, like maybe you hold back a couple, you know, chips or something, or however that's done. So we thank you, Father God. Lord, I thank you, Lord, just for, you know, the Lord's confidence in you, you know, and what he's called you to do and the purposes that he has on your life. Like, God is just like all in, all bets on Greg, you know. And so we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, for just opening that gate. Lord, and even, and I don't know why, but just go back to Nehemiah and the gates being repaired, and, you know, they're ready, like the gates are repaired and they go both ways. They let the people out to accomplish what they need to accomplish, but then they also protect and set forth a boundary from the enemy and close that off, you know, with protection and great fortitude. For the purposes of God as well, protecting what God has done is a great fortitude and purpose of God as well. So we thank you, God, for both things happening in his life, Lord, in Jesus' name. And just for like that taking off, just take off, God, and moving forward, Lord, we thank you for it in Jesus' name. And, you know, we don't have to have all the answers or everything in place. You know, when God says go and move and just do that Yeah, and then he teaches us along the way, or he brings people in our path who knows those areas, or we overhear conversations, you know, and we're vulnerable, you know, in areas to say, hey, I don't know what that is. And they're like, oh, my God, I have a master's degree in college in that. I mean, like, and you had no idea, you know. So I had that happen with my neighbor the other day. So praise God. So that's cool.
All in, right before Derby time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't even know when that is. When is
the first weekend
in
May? Saturday in May.
Oh, is it? Oh, okay.
Yeah, so it's a little over 2 weeks away, right? 2 weeks, something like that.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I don't know. I don't really follow that. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't. I mean, if I didn't live here, I wouldn't.
Yeah. So yeah, because I'm a city person. Everybody probably knows that. So very cool word. So praise God.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
And that's definitely an encouraging one, for sure.
Yeah. It's got okay. I was just bringing it up. Well, thank you for joining us. Do you have any prayer requests?
Well, I just started a new job. Yesterday was the first day. I was doing training and spent most of the day today with my new boss. Obviously for wisdom, knowledge, and favor as I embark on this new career, which will hopefully be the one that I retire from. And just same, just wisdom and direction and everything that is around me right now.
Okay. Now, are you still going to be traveling, or is this something different?
Well, so I was traveling, and they pulled me in at my previous job and put me back in one of their stores, which did not make me happy, which is one of the reasons I left. So, yes, I am back out traveling now. And I'm very thankful and grateful for that, because I hate being locked inside four walls. Oh, yeah, I love it.
That's great. Good. That's very good. That's awesome.
I believe it was a God thing, the way everything came about, which he's really been, I just feel like I've seen his hand in pretty much every career move I've made, and how things have literally dropped in my lap. And even this one, I was all but hired for this other position, and they're headquartered in London, and they'd only had two hires in the U.S. when they came to me. And they hadn't put all their processes in place, so they put me on hold. And they brought me an offer when they decided to halt everything until they got everything squared away. I would have taken the job. And this job popped up in that waiting period, which is interesting because the other company that said they had just acquired a new customer and really wanted me on board and we're going to move things up quicker, I have not heard from since. And this is the fastest hiring onboarding job that I've ever been involved with. I mean, when they got their hands on my information resume and went through a couple interviews, they fast-tracked me big time.
Oh, that's cool. So maybe that's where the all-in thing is. For all that time, Greg. All in.
Yeah. I mean,
that's cool.
And it seems like a really, really good company, and it's a online auto auction company, and it involves many tasks that I've done with previous jobs that I really, really excelled at. So I just really feel like this is one that I can knock it out of the park.
That's great. That's good to have that. That is a blessing, and you're right. That is the grace of God. Yeah, that's good. And people do need to hear that testimony, and it's good that you recognize that, and not just recognize it, but also verbalize it and give God the glory as you are, you know, because that's good. And there was something, too, like when I – pardon me?
It's encouraging, for sure, just, you know, to see that stuff and just can't attribute to anything but God's movement.
Yeah, and his provision, and yeah, that's good. So And I'm sure other people, I would encourage you to, like, as I'm sure that you probably do, but like when other people need a job for you to pray for them, just because whatever that is that's on your life, you know, to bless them with that same grace and those same favored doors to open for them, you know, to be multiplied. And so I was just thinking when I was looking here, because I wrote down the word gate when I was prayed earlier, and maybe something there, like just with as you travel from city to, you know how the Lord tells us to take dominion over the land, mm-hmm. and in the workplace, there might just be something on your life to, like as a gatekeeper over the cities, like whether you recognize, like to pray certain things, or if you pray in the spirit mm-hmm. as you're traveling, you know, there's something there, I feel like, too. I can't put all of it on there, but.
It's interesting you say that, because the job that I had before my most recent one, which would be, I guess, two jobs ago, I had quite a bit of travel, and there is a point where I don't remember who I'd heard, but it was some preacher, teacher, evangelist or something had said something about, you know, as he traveled through, you know, for meetings. And actually, I believe it was Smith Wigglesworth that had, I think it was him, actually had a team that went into towns before he would come in to preach, and they would bathe that city in prayer and have prayer meetings in the facility, around the facility. And somebody had said in a teaching that as they traveled, that sometimes they would even pray over specific spots of the highway or road they were driving and ask God, you know, hey, just protect this area and the people that drive through it, and that, you know, just prayers like that. And then something about churches. And I went through quite a time period where I prayed for every church I passed, every single one. That when I was out on the road and driving, if I passed a church, and I would just, and sometimes the prayers were very, very, they were just the same. I mean, like, I don't want to call it a generic prayer, but it was like a form prayer, so to speak. It was just like, oh, there's a church, I need to pray, and I would start this prayer. It was interesting that sometimes that some specific things would come up while I was praying to actually pray over that church, which obviously, I mean, you know, especially if I'm 2-3 hours away from home, I have no knowledge of anything that's going on in that particular church, and I was getting stuff to pray for, like division and specific things that might have been happening in that church. And I'm like, I'm not going to question that. I mean, if it pops into my head and I'm praying for this church, I'm going to pray it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't, I mean, that's,
yeah, there's something there. So that's, yeah, that is like a gatekeeper. I would say that, especially if it's over God's church and God. Yeah, there's something on that. Like, there's something there. I can't put it all into practical terms and lay it out, you know. But there is something there. So yeah.
Yeah, and there have been times too where I've prayed. Yeah, I've prayed over businesses that, you know, that were my customers, and prayed for their increase, because quite honestly, their increase contributed to my increase. It's amazing what pops into my head, you know, whenever I'm out and about like that.
Yeah, I like it. That's cool. Okay, yeah, let's pray for you, because that's very cool. Yeah, we like that. Those testimonies, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And, you know, I've prayed this before. I want to say this here, too, because in case somebody else wants to utilize this in their church. But I prayed this at local churches before when they've done prayer times, where I will lay on my face, lay on my face on the ground or by the altar or whatever, and I'll ask the Lord. So I'm praying and interceding. I'm praying for whatever they ask, right? If they have bullets on the screen or whatever, I'm definitely praying in agreement with them. But at some point, I'm going to ask the Lord, what does this ground speak? And you know, I've had the Lord speak to me about things that needed to be prayed through. And I usually just keep it under the counsel that the Lord gave me, or ask him to show me like how that came about, or like if I've seen that, like if someone's given testimony that that's a fact, you know, like that kind of thing. And, but I have did that, Lord, what does this land, what does this ground speak, right? Because with Cain and Abel, and he said his brother, you know, the ground spoke, right? So, and there's certain things that happen in the land, if it defiles the land, right? Because when we read in scripture, there's things that defiled it. So, and the God wants to redeem that. He tells us to pray over the land. If my people pray and humble themselves, right, I will heal the land. So they're literally, sin has a consequence, and the redemption, and even the fall of man has more repercussions on the land, literally, and being in restoration than the actual flood itself, which is interesting. So that's the reverberating effects of sin. But God is always, and I'm sure your prayers as well, even for those churches, right, taking that up and bearing and carrying it for them before the altar, right? Just like Nehemiah prayed, and he was grieved, and he took those sins and lifted them up and prayed before the altar, and being a restorer and a breach, you know, restorer of the breach for the people, you know, and those broken down places. So praise God, that's definitely, you know, priestly gatekeeper type of authority on that. So praise God. So, okay, I wasn't expecting to say all that, but let me mute you and then, yeah, thank you. Sorry, I just cut you off, but thank you for joining us, Greg. God bless you. And let's pray for your job. And yeah, there's, the Lord's there. So Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the position, God, for you are positioning Greg, Father God, and we thank you for that, God. We thank you for positioning him, God, in the city and in the places and in the travels, God, where you would have him, Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for even giving him the desire of his heart, Lord, and I believe it's to fulfill the greater purposes of God that you have for him, Lord. Oh, I just love how God is so clever. So, Father God, we pray in agreement for him, for his wisdom, Lord, in this new job role, Father God, that you would bless that, Lord, bless the work of his hands, that it might prosper, and all that he sets forth to do, God. We thank you, Lord, for just the guidance and navigating, Lord, the knowledge that he's learning. We thank you for continued favor, Father, and in every aspect, Lord, in the direction, Lord, that he has need of, Lord, and is asking of you, God. We thank you for your sustaining supply unto him, God, according to your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Okay. Okay, let's go to our next caller, 804-218. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
This is Angie. Good evening.
Hey, how are you?
Can you tell I'm having a rough day?
Oh, no.
I can't even tell you what kind of day it is.
Oh, no, that's not good. I've had one of those before. Those are not good. Okay, let me pray for you. God bless you for your spirit. Yeah. Okay. And then let me just say, okay, so after Angie, then I have 870-504-919-426 and then 919-995. Okay. So, Father God, we thank you for Angie. In Jesus' name, Lord, we lift her up to you, Father. We thank you for your grace, Lord, and your covering in the name of Jesus, Lord. Yeah, I just see the covering of the Lord like an umbrella, and the covering of the Lord to be over you, you know, as this is his promises, his refuge to powerfully shield, guide, and protect you, even his angels. And yes, I'm thinking Psalm 91. We thank you, God, for your loving care over her life, Lord, even just assigning the angels, Lord, every testimony that she's had before you, Father God. We thank you, Lord. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Lord, we remind her of the testimony of Jesus in her life, God. We thank you for your word, Lord, that your spirit, God, testifies to her spirit that she's your daughter, God, that she belongs to you and she's your child. God, we thank you, God, for the testimony on earth. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you, Lord, that she will not be shaken. God, she will not be shaken, Lord, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Father. In the name of Jesus, Lord. So when I see this umbrella thing over you, it's not like actually the weather outside, like what I'm seeing is the weather is not, it's not bad weather. It's not ominous. The sun is out. And you know how the umbrellas have like different, they're sewn in different segments. Like maybe there's, I don't know how many, like 4, 6, or 8 pieces. Kind of like it goes around, you know, like they're in different segments. And on that, it's almost like the promises of God, like each segment is the promise of God that he's spoken over you, that he's covering you with. His promises are on there. But it is in such a manner that is very, well, it's definitely readable and discerning to the Lord, but it's very like strategic in how so the enemy can't really make it out. You know, it's like askew to the enemy, but it's very clear and discernible to the heart of God how he's got you covered. And again, it's there's a strategy to it so that the enemy can't discern it. Do you remember me saying there was a couple times where like, I would pray, and the Lord was showing me sometimes in numbers, like when he started speaking to me in numbers, how it was strategic for the Lord to even speak in numbers, because I would understand, which other people understand, how the Lord speaks to them in numbers as well. Some of them are universal or across the board, but then God develops his own little, you know, emphasis and accents. But how the enemy can't touch that, even though I know what he's saying, he's speaking in a different language where the enemy, it's not discernible to the enemy. You know what, but he could give his angels like the longitude and the latitude, your house address, right? Just go to the house address, you know, or your phone number, you know, where the location, and he can give the angels these numbers and they can go there. And it's very strategic. But so anyways, I see the covering over you being very strategic, and that the enemy truly cannot discern it. You know, so he might try to cause a whirlwind around you to like see if he's hitting on one. You are covered. So we thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
Well, that's beautiful. I'm sorry, my dog is going to bark.
Oh, that's
we're
okay.
We're sitting in a parking lot just watching people.
Oh.
And she loves to bark at them. She either makes them real happy or mad.
That's funny.
So, thank you. That was beautiful. Yeah, I remember you talking about the numbers and stuff, that it was strategic, and my house number. Or yeah, I do remember you saying that. So,
okay.
Yeah. Thank you for your prayers. I'll let you move on since you have so many more to deal with before the end.
Deal with? No, it's okay. All right.
Deal
well,
with
thank
and
you.
Pray for. I didn't mean it that way. I told you I was in one of those moves.
Okay.
I love you. Thank you.
Thank you. We love you too. Thank you for joining us and blessing us with your voice
thank
and laughter.
You,
God bless
that.
You. Bye. Thank you, Lord. Meet her every need, Father. Lord, meet her every need, God, as your daughter, as a wife, as a mother, as a sister, as a friend, God. We thank you, Lord, just for your comforts unto her, Father, and every need, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, our next caller here is 870-415. Good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Good evening. Hi, Ms. Deborah. This is Shavonda.
Oh, hi, Shavonda.
Hello.
And Shavonda, where do you live? Remind me. Yeah, remind
Arkansas.
Me where you live. Okay.
Arkansas.
Yes. Oh, yes, go ahead. Okay, Arkansas, great. And, yes, you wanted to share a prayer request?
Yes, ma'am. I would like general prayer for mental clarity, just to have hope and peace and for me to, you know, get through this time that this situation I'm going through.
Okay. Okay. Thank you, Shavonda. God bless you. Thank you for calling and joining us. Okay, let me unmute you for a second and pray for you. So, Father God, we thank you for Shavonda, Father, in Jesus' name. We thank you, Lord. We just come into agreement, God. We thank you, Father God, for the blood of Jesus to cover her, God, in every aspect of her life, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for just being your powerfully to shield her and powerfully to deliver her, God, in Jesus' name, Lord, that no weapon formed against her shall prosper. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, for breaking, Lord, any strongholds, Lord, any even if the enemy is trying to form, Lord, strongholds, God, we break those apart in Jesus' name, God. Let them be fragmented by your blood, by the power of your might, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for strengthening Shavonda, God, by your spirit, Lord, and your spirit of might to be upon her, Father God. We thank you, Lord, for being her everlasting Father. In Jesus' name, Lord. And even Romans 8, you know, Romans 8, 18 through the very end, it talks about the sufferings that we have now will not compare to the glory to be revealed in you. And I would just read that all the way down, and that nothing can separate us from the love of God, no powers, principalities, peril. You know, nothing can separate us from God Almighty. So we thank you, Lord, Father God, that you would give her clarity in her mind, clarity in your word, God, as she seeks you, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, we thank you for the light of life to shine forth for her, Father God, Lord, guiding her steps, guiding her way, Lord, touching her mind, Lord, with your washing of your word and the regeneration of your Holy Spirit to bring a renewal, God, and a refreshing, God, and a rejuvenation in her mind, God. We ask these things, Father God, in Jesus' name, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your hope. And even, okay, so Romans 8, then I would read this, Shavonda, and even reading it in different versions, you know, like meditating on it, not just reading it to read it, but like meditating on it and praying it, even as you're reading it in different versions, you know, like one day, one version, another day, another, like three different versions. I know what I used to just read things in three different versions and see how the Lord was speaking and moving and stirring my heart. And then in what was the second one I was going to say? But Psalm 139, really, is it really good to meditate on that? And I'm not, the Lord is tethering you to his word because, you know, this is where our hope and our peace is found. And then, again, going back to the revelation of how he reveals himself. And wants himself to be known to you with truth and light. Okay, so the light. What was the, oh my gosh, Lord, don't let me, maybe I'm not supposed to say it. I don't know. What is the, we thank you, Lord. We thank you, Father God, again, for your sustaining grace, your sustaining work in her life, Father God, in Jesus' name. And we thank you, Lord, for being a bridge, God, for every need that she has, that Jesus is the remedy. Jesus is the solution, Father God. Lord, deliver her, God. Lord, again, deliver her, Father God. In Jesus' name, Lord, deliver her, God. Bring her relief, Lord, from her battle, from any oppression from the enemy, God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, be lifted off of her now. In Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that greater is the spirit that is in you than he that's in the world. We thank you, Lord, for her even speaking. Even if you need to read the word and just read it out loud, so you're speaking it out loud, and, you know, and the atmosphere, changing the atmosphere. Thank you, Lord, for guarding, God, as she's trusting in you, God. You see, Lord, that she's called, acknowledging you in all of her ways, Lord, calling in faith, trusting you, God, that you would direct her steps and her path, Lord, and to touch her mind, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
Thank you. God bless you, too. God bless you. Thank you. And if I think of that verse again, I will just, I'll have Randy text it to you.
Yes, ma'am. Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Okay. Thank you. God bless you. Thank you for joining us. Bye-bye. Oh, I know what it was. Hopefully you're still there. You are. So it's Romans. It was Romans. It was still in Romans. Thank you, God. It was Romans 15, verse 13, and I'm going to read that to you right now, but maybe you can have that one. I mean, you can. Romans 15, verse 13, because this is here. It says, now may the God of hope fill you with all joy and peace in believing that you may abound in hope by the power of the Holy Spirit. So praise God, let it be so, God, for Sharonda, Father God, according to your word, God, for all hope in believing in Jesus' mighty name, amen. Okay, our next caller is 504-282. Is this Nicole? No. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Hello, 504-282. Good evening. Who am I speaking to? Where are you calling from? Good evening. Can you hear me?
We are. Can I get the food?
Okay, hold on. I'm going to mute. That is Nicole. I'm going to mute. She's with her daughter. Let me come back to her. Let me put a little check mark here, star mark here. Okay, and so now we're going to go to 919-426. Good evening. Thank you for joining us. Who am I speaking to?
Hi. Destiny from North Carolina.
Hi, Destiny. Okay, let me. Thank you so much for joining us. I'm not sure. Have I prayed for you before? I may have, right? It's just been a while.
Yes, Steph. It's just been a while.
Okay, yeah. Okay, I thought maybe I have. Okay, thank you. Thank you, Father God, in Jesus' name. We thank you for Destiny, Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord. You know, like in the Hebrew, when the people had the people, what they did was when they named their children, you know, it was very important. The meaning of their name was by their identity, because that's where they got their identity. And then once they got, they had their identity, which is partly from their family, partly from God. And then, you know, they wanted to construct their, again, the identity in it. So, and so the identity, once the identity was secure and the identity was formed, then it created the space and the pathway for them to go to launch them into their destiny. But that's how they learned that first. Like they didn't have their destiny. It was that they learned their identity first. And then once that was secured, again, then it created a pathway to their destiny. So I don't know if there's something on that with you as well, you know, the Lord. And really, honestly, our identity, we can continually be coming before the Lord and asking, continually coming before the Lord, renewing, right? Because he tells us to renew our minds, even just renewing our minds and our identity, because there's so much this world throws at us, you know, in the workplace, in your neighborhood, you know, whatever it might be. There's just a lot coming at us. That the renewal, even of our identity, you know, that we stay secure in that, you know, could be a daily thing as well, God, and a refreshing and that renewal of our identity. So, and being established and not even, you know, wanting to miss anything or even asking the Lord, there's certain things about the gifts that I have, you know that are from him, that he's graced me with, that I ask him sometimes to, like when I first started using them, I certainly asked him like that I would be cultivating them, right? That he would be with me as I cultivate them, but then also that he would define them more. Like he would to me personally define them to me in his language. I mean, sometimes I just ask him that. I know I can find in the word. And that is great understanding and is helpful. But sometimes, you know, I do ask the Lord sometimes, you know, that just that personal, what is the definition of this? Like, how do you see this? How would you define it over my life? You know what I'm saying? So, so Father God, we thank you for destiny, Father God. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for everything in her life, Lord, and even like, the dew of heaven, you know, the like just that freshness and that refreshing, the newness of every morning, you know, and how it's just a fresh start. And he makes a supply for you and the provision, even for all of creation, right? And we see that in the freshness of the morning, right, with the birds singing and the worms and the dew on the grass, even supplying the water and keeping it alive, you know, that God does so much for us to sustain us and to, you know, keep things going in our lives, you know. You know, may that be even the keen sight that you have in nature or in the things that are around you, to being symbolic for God providing, like he's ahead of you, providing even for your destiny. He's making provision. So Father God, we thank you for every wisdom and provision that destiny has. You know, I don't know if you've heard this, me share this before or not, but the one time we were in need of provision and I was asking the Lord, because sometimes I will still ask the Lord, teach me to pray, because when it's something new or I'm walking through something different and I don't want to just assume I know what's, you know, I'll ask him, it's humbly, right? Teach me to pray through this. How should I be praying? And during the time of provision, he said, pray for the wisdom in every provision. Pray for wisdom in provision. And I never heard anyone say that. So, and I always pray that for other people, that God would supply the wisdom in every provision to God. So we thank you, God, for the provision of her destiny, God, the provision of her steps, God, the provision of her direction, Lord. In Jesus' name, God, we thank you. We thank you for that. Like even seeing your steps being ordered of the Lord, like I'm seeing you follow in steps and steps that are clearly, you see them and they're, you know, like the footprints for you to step into. So I thank you, God, for just ordering her steps, literally, God, that she takes those steps, Lord, that are suited and fitted for her, Lord, and that are ordered of you for her to step in Jesus' mighty name. Wow, that's cool. Okay. Praise God. Thank you.
Thank you. Amen.
Yes. Do you have any prayer requests?
Yes. Just prayer for this conflict at my job. just in general.
Okay, pray for, I'm sorry, what at your job?
Just general prayer. There's been some conflicts at my job recently that are kind of continuous, so just prayer for that.
Oh, okay. Okay, gotcha. All right, thank you so much. Let me unmute you and come back to you. Oh, I'm sorry, I'm not going to come back. I'm sorry. I was confused because the last two numbers are 919. So let me pray for you, and then I'm going to go to the next caller. So, Father God, we pray for Destiny, Lord. We come into agreement, Lord, over her workplace, Lord. We ask, Lord, for the blood of Jesus to cover, Lord, and to bless the work of her hands, Father God, and all that she puts them to do, God. And I pray, Lord, whatever's contending with this in the workplace, God, that you would contend with it, God. And we thank you, Lord, as Proverbs says, Lord, for the wisdom that yields patience. We ask for that as well, Father God. And then in 1 Peter, it does talk about the doing the hard work to live at peace with other people, and sometimes it is work. So, Father, we thank you, Lord, for the wisdom in that as well, God. But we do ask, Lord, wherever the places might be broken down and with destiny, Father God, in the workplace, Lord, or like frayed, Father, that we ask for your mending and your grace and your favor on that, on her end, Father God. And we thank you, Lord, for watching over her and preserving her way, God, watching her going out and her coming in and just preserving it, Father, in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, 919-995, good evening. Thank you for joining us.
Hello, this is Cheryl.
Hey, Cheryl.
How you doing?
From North Carolina, good.
Yes.
Okay, awesome. Let me mute you for 1 second. I'll come right back. So, Father, we thank you for Cheryl, Father, in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord, that you are like a sure covering. I don't know what that is. I don't know if that's that. I don't know if it's like a sure covering, God. We thank you. We thank you, Lord, for that, God, for being her covering, God, over the elements of this world. Lord, the things, the terrain even, and the elements in this world, Father God, in Jesus' name, we thank you, Lord, that, you know, I don't know if it's like, the word says like he is our strong tower and the refuge run into it and they are saved, right? I think that might be a song, but that is from scripture. Well, part of that, him being our stronghold, strong tower. And then, you know, where it talks about, his banner over you is love. That is a sure covering, right? And so the banner, when they did that in times of war or times of, I don't know if it's a war, but, you know, when they fought because they were very militant in the Old Testament, they would look up. So the banners were, they were up in the air high so that, because things would be on the ground, dust and, you know, all of that smoke and all of that business. Well, they would look up and they would know which camp to go to and which, you know, which it was their refuge. And that banner over them gave them their safety and their refuge and their fortress. And they knew which way to head and, you know, their protection was there. And so his banner over you is love, and he is your strong tower, right? So the righteous run into and they are saved. So thank you, God. Thank you, Lord. Well, I haven't heard that song in a long time. I remember I used to listen to that all the time. The Lord is a strong tower. Wow. I wonder if that'll come up this week somewhere. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, Lord, for being Cheryl's strong tower. In Jesus' name. Yeah, thank you, Lord. Amen. Praise God. Well, Cheryl, do you have any prayer requests?
Yes. I like prayer for me going forth in ministry.
Okay.
Just general prayer.
Alrighty. Absolutely. Okay, I'm going to mute you and then we'll probably end tonight. So thank you for joining us and staying with us. God bless you. And we'll pray for you. Thank you. So Father God, we pray for Cheryl in Jesus' name, Lord. And we pray, Father God, Lord, as you lead her, God, in her desire for ministry, Lord, we pray that you would open the right doors for her, God, and the right steps for her, Father God, and the communications, Lord, and the relationships, Father God, and having the pieces all fit together, God. And just like that puzzle piece, you know, when you put a piece of the puzzle in and it all fits together, all sides, like all little facets, all four of those facets or six of those facets or three of those facets, they all fit together and it just slides into the puzzle piece. And, you know, your piece and fitting with that creates a bigger picture of what God's doing, right? It creates the bigger picture, you know, but we do your piece and you're connected and faceted in the right spot, you know, as in the right place. And the right season and the right timing, God. So we thank you for that, God. We thank you, Lord, that it will be your timing, God, that she will be equipped, Lord, to serve, God, and ready to sustain, God, and know, God, that you are her strong tower and your banner over her is love and that she can always run to you, God, and that you are her covering, Father, and her protection, Lord, over all of it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And Lord, I pray, God, as she lifts this up to you, God, and places this before you, Lord, and holds all things loosely, Lord, I pray that you bless her eyes and her ears to see, Lord, the blessing and the ministry that is already before her, Lord. And I thank you, Lord, for increasing and growing. And again, the timing. Well, you know, and not trying to fit the puzzle piece into like, okay, these three pieces, you know, these three sides go in this one. Like, does that fit or not fit? If I push it really hard, it kind of can fit. But, you know, when you don't see the whole picture yet, you're like, okay, is this the right piece in the right place? And so, you know, and in the right space, you know, so Lord, just give her all of the multifaceted placement of what she needs, God. Let it just fall into place like that, God, and be, again, of your timing. And we bless her with that in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you, everyone, so much for calling. I'm actually going to pray for Nicole because that was Nicole with her daughter. And so she's not on it, I'll just send a text to the ministry and she can listen to the program and know that she is the last caller. So, Father God, we lift up Nicole to you, God, and her daughter. Father God, we bless her and her family and her household, God. We thank you, Lord, for blessing her, God, and the work of her hands, Lord, and all that she does, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for the nature of her heart, God, which is the nature of God, Lord. And we thank you, Lord, for just disclosing your wisdom and your knowledge unto her, Father God, and strengthening her, Lord, in the workplace, Lord. And we know that you are, God. We thank you, Lord, for her ministry in the workplace unto you, Father God, that she, just as we spoke of Nehemiah tonight, Father, and just that she is the restorer of the broken down places, Lord, in human lives, Father God. So we thank you, Lord, just for an increase, an exponential increase of your wisdom and your knowledge upon her, God, to mend those places, God, to heal, to be a healer, God, to be a healer according to your word, God. And your word even says in Psalm 107 that you sent your word to heal us, God, that you send a healing word, God, so give her healing words upon her mouth, like
touch her mouth, God, to be forth healing words to the people, God, and healing with hope and healing with freedom and healing with liberty, Father God, to unlock things, Father God, Lord, and to restore places, Lord, that need mending, God, that need to be tethered unto you, Father God, and give her even clever words, Lord, to pronounce you as the Lord, God, but and direct it cleverly. Give her words, Lord, to impart like life-giving words, Lord, that are seeds that she's sowing, Father God, that are according to your word, Lord, and just like cleverly sowing your seed, Lord, and prepare the hearts of those that she will meet with, God. Give them hearts of flesh that they would bring forth the increase for the kingdom of God as well, God. So we thank you, Lord, for just having her be a kingdom builder by your grace. And according to your word, Lord, let her build the kingdom according to your word for Nicole. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow, that was powerful. Okay, I hope she gets that. We bless everyone in Jesus' name. God bless you, and thank you for being here. We'll see you next week. Shalom.